USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 5% increase in the consumer price index grabbed headlines on Thursday, indicating inflation. Inflation really hurts lower-income families as they have less disposable income to cover the extra costs. Since the last year of the Trump administration, milk and cigarettes are up over 7%, bacon is 13% more expensive, and the one we all know, gasoline. A gallon of gas is now 56.2% more expensive. The European Union is joining the latest calls by the United States and Australia for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that it's necessary for the World Health Organization to launch an independent and impartial probe.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to Cornwall.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson shared some time with reporters after their bilateral meeting on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
The border wall between the United States and Mexico is bought and paid for. The problem is installation. President Biden, in his first days in office, shut down border construction, leading to what is now a humanitarian crisis at the border. Texas leadership is now taking the bull by the horns. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The centerpiece of the allocation is border barriers where illegal aliens cross into the U.S.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott also said Biden's open border policies have led the way for dangerous gangs, cartels, and human traffickers to invade our nation.
This is something that also is not a tourism site for members of Congress to make an annual pilgrimage to and see the border and then go back and do absolutely nothing at the federal government level to solve the crisis.
$15 billion is what taxpayers paid for the wall. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the five Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses his stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Hope.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.